You're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. This week I'm visiting with Diane Story Cunningham, president of the New Zone Gallery in downtown Eugene and a playful clay artist.
I work primarily in clay. I create faces, which is interesting because I have great difficulty recognizing people, even my own friends.
In spite of her prosopagnosia, Diane is drawn to create very playful, colorful faces that are flat with some dimension that hang on a wall. Each piece is the result of a lengthy process.
Each piece takes about 7 hours. I start with a lump of clay, I roll it out, I cut the shape, and then I use various scraps to build the features on each piece. They're each individual. I do them one at a time, so none of them could ever look the same.
After glazing, firing, and attaching earrings and metal decorative elements, the fun begins. Each one has a whimsical title.
She often rehearsed at the Theater of Small Hurts. This one really applies to me. She surrounded herself with books in hope that she had time to read them. And she often needed the purification of solitude. I have many friends who reflect that one.
Clearly, Diane takes a lot of care and pleasure in making these cheerful masks.
The deepest joy really is selling them and seeing them go to people and know that they're in their homes. I walk in my friends' homes and almost everyone has a piece hanging that I see. And the other part is that I donate all my proceeds to local nonprofits. So this show I have coming up is for shelter care.
Diane's work will be featured at New Zone Gallery from January 6th through the 28th. The New Zone Gallery is a nonprofit cooperative that features the work of over 60 artists. Learn more and see images of Diane and her work on KLCC.org. Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.